we met with Deputy McConlogue and Senator McLaughlin on Tuesday and had a pretty robust discussion with them, and we're delighted to be able to clarify with them a lot of the misinformation that's been circulating in relation to the scheme. Irish Water is satisfied to proceed with a scheme based in Carnegarth, and also to proceed on that scheme because on board Panala have satisfied themselves that that is the most appropriate location for a treatment plant to serve Mobile and ultimately in Greencastle. They're satisfied that overall the proposed scheme will have positive benefits on Lough Foyle and will not result in any negative environmental impacts on Lough Foyle. The board also considered alternatives like moving the scheme further north, and they concluded that it was there are no reasons to move the discharge further north from Carnegarth.
The Campaign for a Clean Estuary remain steadfast in their assertion that the Carnegarth plan represents a danger in terms of pollution, represents a danger to the loch, and their belief is that it needs to go elsewhere. Your assertion to that is it's going to happen.
From our perspective, there are no environmental or engineering reasons to move the outfall or treatment plant from the proposed location. Our peers have decided, following oral hearings and protracted long oral hearings down in Mobile in relation to this scheme, and they have decided that a well-operated plant will provide very positive effects on Lough Foyle. The inspector found that, said, just to quote him, a well-maintained and operated wastewater treatment plant was not considered to give a rise to any negative impacts on the water quality of Lough Foyle. The board specifically reviewed suggestions for an alternative location. So the board considered observations from locals, and it did not consider that the proposal to relocate discharge outside Lough Foyle was justified, having regard to the limited scale of discharges and findings of the environmental impact assessment and impacts on the water quality of Lough Foyle would be an acceptable and would represent a substantial improvement on the current situation.
What's the timeline then from Irish Water's point of view? When can we expect to see work actually begin on this scheme?
What we're currently working on, as we told the people at our public information meeting in November, that we're working on detailed designs. We expect to submit a planning application to Donegal County Council because we have rescoped this project. And because we have rescoped it, we need to apply for planning permission for the project. We expect to submit that by the end of the year, and we expect that construction would commence as early as late next year.
And we understand there are some compulsory purchase orders already in place. They remain in place as far as you're concerned, or do you have to begin that process again as well?
No, for the main treatment site and the outfall line, they are in place and they have been confirmed by on board Panala. It may be the case that we may need to use the compulsory purchase process to acquire Whaley's for some collection pipework in Mobile. Look, that has to be determined. We're working very closely with some of the landowners in Mobile to get their agreement to construct pipelines within their lands to pick up some of the five untreated discharges in Mobile. Sometimes we have to resort to CPO in situations, for example, where lands are going through the probate process or where people are not in a position to give us permission.
Finally, we understand there is another public meeting taking place involving Irish Water and the community in Mobile over the course of the summer. Are you hopeful that you can persuade the community at that meeting that you are indeed on the right track, that you are indeed on the right path?
We have a meeting coming up on the 17th of June. Following our meeting with last November with members of the community, we met with and spoke with more than 100 people at our public information evening. We were heartened by the support. The silent majority in Mobile support this scheme. That was what we picked up from our meeting. And the silent majority in Mobile are saying to us, get on and build this scheme. And that's what we intend to do. Can I just also advise, Donal, or just let you know that on our website, we have a frequently asked question document. There are lots of questions that people ask in relation to the scheme. And if people want to go onto Irish Water's website, water.ie, search for Mobile, and on that project page, you'll find a frequently asked question link. And I'd urge people who are concerned to review that document. It answers up to 20 questions that people have been asking us about this scheme.